Mustafa brings me to Matthias Heitmann, who is a self-identified atheist and author of many books. One of them he has here, and I recommend to read it. It's the Zeitgeist der Jagd, Zeitgeist Hunting, Safari Through the Jungle of Political Thought. He's something of a public intellectual. He's a founder of Novo Arguments. And my question to you is, you've heard from three believers here that they're making arguments that, well, it depends. You know, parts of religions are religious traditions, religious focuses, which are very helpful for freedom, and there are others which are not. Isn't that a complacent, self-righteous argument? I mean, if we look at religions, you know, isn't a fundamental problem with religion that it claims to have a truth that is defined? Whereas in liberalism, you know, truth is something to be sought and found and found again and renewed every time again. So isn't there an inherent problem with religion? How do you see religion from your perspective as a friend or foe of the cause of freedom?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know that as an atheist, I'm expected now to take a very critical standpoint against religion. I'm sorry, I won't do that. Let me just say, I was brought up as a Protestant. I was baptized and confirmed. And at the age of 18, I decided to leave church for a very simple reason. I did not believe in God, and I still don't. For me, religions are man-made cultural systems of thoughts, beliefs, rituals, and values. And all religions carry precious elements within them. Religions, as was already said, they change. They are shaped by the way people celebrate their beliefs. And religions are what people make of it. Religions are reflections of the time and reflections of the zeitgeist. Men can be both enemies of freedom and facilitators of progress, and the same goes for man-made religions as well. And these days, I know, it is very easy and very common, and you soon get very popular if you blame religions for what happens on Earth in their name. But although I am an atheist, I often find myself defending religion against this kind of illiberal and also anti-humanist critique. And often I find that religious people are in fact more humanist, more liberal, and more fun to discuss with than some of the modern atheists. And I think my impression really is that several modern atheists actually have more problems with freedom than religious people have. I was called an enlightened atheist. It's a very, very nice word, I keep that. Enlightenment atheism was based on humanist values and scientific knowledge, and it was developed by religious people. And it contained trust in mankind, and it contained future-oriented optimism. But alongside with Enlightenment thought, Enlightenment atheism also degenerated. Today's atheism is permeated by misanthropic, anti-humanist, and anti-modernist ideas. It has replaced the religious belief in God by the belief in nothing. It has buried hope and optimism and the trust in mankind. Instead, it has turned to nihilism and cynicism, and is now strongly believes in the evilness of men. And I say this kind of new atheism is as far away from the idea of individual freedom as you can possibly get.
Thank you for your agreement.